I just started sending a CI and I dictating notes from Pearl of Crystal Lake Nursing Home in Crystal Lake, and the date is January 26th, 2026. First one is history and physical on Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, last name is Janowick, J-A-N-O-W-I-C-K, in brackets, date of birth 7/15/1944. This is 81-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She fell. She had pneumonia. She had shortness of breath. She is feeling better. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, atrial fibrillation, cognitive dysfunction, GERD, osteoarthritis, eczema. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 2 to 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is atomatic, normal, spheric, pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferrate entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pilar edema. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Fall, comma, pneumonia, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, GERD, comma, history of eczema. Plan, same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time was spent during admission, including reviewing old medical records, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is getting physical therapy. She's eating and drinking okay. She is feeling much better now. Next, history and physical is on Paula, P-A-U-L-A. Last name is Winston, W-I-N-S-T-O-N. In brackets, date of birth, 6/7/1959. This is a 66-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not feeling well and was not able to take care of herself. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. She is on supplemental oxygen. She was in pulmonary edema with the elevated troponin in the hospital. Past medical history is significant for COPD, lung cancer, osteoarthritis, opioid dependence, protein calorie malnutrition. Family history is non-contributory. Social history, she doesn't smoke now. No drinking, no drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is atomatic, normal, spheric, pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferrate entry, no added sounds. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan. Pulmonary edema, comma, COPD, comma, hypertension, comma, CHF, comma, major depression, comma, lung cancer. Plan, same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time was spent during admission, including reviewing hospital medical records, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is requiring supplemental oxygen now. She is feeling much better. She is starting to eat much better. She has chronic malnutrition and encouraged her to keep up with the calories. Next, history and physical is on Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Last name is Human, H-U-M-A-N-N. In brackets, date of birth, 1/16/1954. This is a 72-year-old female who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She is visiting here from Florida about a month ago. She came here, and while she was going upstairs in her son's house here, she fell 13 steps backwards, and she had multiple fractures, including C5-6 fracture, needing surgery. Now she is on a hard collar. She did have 4 to 5 drinks of alcohol prior to the fall because she was here for the holidays. Now she's feeling much better. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for obstructive sleep apnea, essential tremors, GERD, dyspepsia, family history is non-contributory, social history, denies smoking, she drinks alcohol frequently, she denies any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, reveal systems as per osteopathic illness, physical examination is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT head is atomic, normal, sphelic, neck is supple, has hard collar, heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, abdomen is soft, extremities, no pleural edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, fall leading to multiple left sided rib fractures, comma, C5-6 fracture. Comma, GERD, comma, essential tremors, comma, obstructive sleep apnea. Plan, same patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time was spent doing admission, including reviewing old medical records, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Her pain is better controlled. She is aware that she is going to quit drinking now and will continue to monitor her closely. Next history and physical is on Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. Last name is Van Eyck, V-A-N-E-Y-C-K-E. In bracket, date of birth, 4/10/1930. This is 95-year-old female who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. She was having pain, and in the hospital, she was found to have a compression fracture of thoracic vertebra. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, or shortness of breath now. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, macular degeneration, anemia, protein calorie malnutrition, osteoporosis. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. She lives in an assisted living facility. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per osteopathic illness. Physical examination is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT head is atomic, normal, sphelic, pupils are equiracted, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferrate entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pleural edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, thoracic vertebra compression fracture, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoporosis, comma, protein calorie malnutrition, comma, anemia, comma, macular degeneration. Plan, same patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time was spent during admission, including reviewing old medical records, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Pain medications are helping her. she's eating better, we'll have physical therapy to see her as well. Next is a progress note on Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, last name is Mandala, M-O-N-D-A-L-A, in brackets, date of birth, 3-14-1940, SAM, ROSM, OSAM, assessment and plan, left knee, osteoarthritis, status post, arthroplasty, comma, hypertension, comma, dyspepsia, comma, constipation, plan, same, patient is getting much better, she would like to go home sometime soon, as she misses her home. We'll discuss that with the physical therapy. Next one is Susan, S-U-S-A-N, last name is Burns, B-U-R-N-S, in brackets, date of birth, 8-3-1945, SAM, ROSM, OSAM, assessment and plan, osteoarthritis, comma, COPD, comma, dyspepsia, comma, anxiety, plan, same. Patient doesn't like therapy because it makes her tired and whole body hurts, and she understands that this is normal and she's continuing with therapy. Next one is Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, last name is Dernek, D-R-N-E-K, in brackets, date of birth, 9/29/1962, SAM, ROSM, OSAM, assessment and plan, functional paraplegia, comma, MS, comma, morbid obesity, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, plan, same, filled out the paperwork for her disability and give it to the family, encouraged her to lose some weight and be more active, as she likes to spend a lot of time in the chair. Next one is history and physical on Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, last name is O'Connell, O-C-O-N-N-E-L-L, in brackets, date of birth, 8/28/1937. Mr. O'Connell is readmitted to the hospital readmitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He had aspiration pneumonia. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. He is on supplemental oxygen. He is very forgetful. He looks comfortable. He denies any chest pain or loss of consciousness. Past medical history is significant for Alzheimer's, dementia, hypertension, dyspepsia. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or drug abuse, allergies, non-medications, as per test list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 1 to 2, hemodynamically stable. Itchy anti head is atomic normal, sphelic pupils are equiractal, light, neck is supple. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs bilateral, ferrate entry with few scattered crackles, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, aspiration pneumonia, comma hypertension, comma dyspepsia, comma Alzheimer's dementia, comma osteoarthritis, comma chronic respiratory failure, plan, same, patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility because he was not able to take care of himself. We'll continue with antibiotics. He is on supplemental oxygen. Significant amount of time was spent during admission, including reviewing hospital medical records, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Next one is progress note on William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, last name is Karcher, K-A-R-C-H-E-R, in brackets, date of birth, 2/6/1946. SAM, ROSM, OSAM, assessment plan, AFib, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, plan, same, his Coumadin is being adjusted according to INR, he is comfortable, he's eating and drinking okay. Next one is Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, last name is Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y, in brackets, date of birth, 8/4/1942. SAM, ROSM, OSAM, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, end-stage renal disease, on hemodialysis, comma, constipation, comma, chronic pain syndrome, comma, dyspepsia, plan, same, patient just finished her hemodialysis today. She sees pain management specialist, written the prescription for methadone, and will continue to watch her closely. And her constipation is getting better. Next one is Carolyn, Carolyn, last name is Sima, Sima, in brackets, date of birth 3/9/1940, same ROS, same or same assessment plan, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, anxiety and depression, comma, osteoporosis plan, same patient was seen by psych and was started on Zoloft, which is helping her, encouraged her to be more active rather than staying in her room and bed. Next one is Harold, H-A-R-O-L-D, last name is Hetterman, H-E-T-T-E-R-M-A-N-N, in brackets, date of birth 6/3/1942, SM, ROS, same, all same, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, colostomy, comma, GERD, comma, dyspepsia, comma, generalized weakness plan. Same patient is learning the care for colostomy as this is new for him. He is getting better with physical therapy. He's eating better and he denies any pain. Next one is Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Last name is Mohiser, M-O-H-E-I-S-E-R. In brackets, date of birth 10/23/1948. Same, ROS, same, or same assessment plan, hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, anxiety plan. Same patient is getting ready to be discharged home in 2 days. Then she'll follow up with her doctor as outpatient. Discharge instructions were given to the patient and the nursing staff. Next one is Linda, I'm sorry, Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, last name is Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. In brackets, date of birth 1/8/1943, same ROS, same or same assessment plan, generalized weakness, comma, anxiety, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia plan, same, encourage patient to eat more and be more active and not spend a lot of time in her bed and room. Next one is John, J-O-A-N, last name is Jager, J-A-E-G-E-R, in brackets, date of birth 9/12/1952, SM, ROS, same, all same, assessment and plan, internal hemorrhoid, comma, hypertension, comma, IDDM, comma, anxiety and depression, plan, same. I have reviewed the hospital records. She is doing better now. She's eating and drinking okay. Next one is Lorraine, L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E, last name is Handlin, H-A-N-D-L-I-N, in brackets, date of birth 3/23/1932. same, ROS, same, all same, assessment and plan, left hip pain, comma, left clavicular fracture, comma, hypertension, comma, recent fall, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, plan, same, her pains are getting better, she's eating okay, her daughter, comma, son-in-law, and husband are at bedside. Plan of management was discussed with them at length. Next one is Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, last name is Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D, in brackets, date of birth 4/14/1953, SM, ROS, same, all same, assessment plan, osteoarthritis, comma, left hip pain, comma, chronic respiratory failure, comma, morbid obesity, comma, post-polio syndrome, plan, same, patient is feeling better, she is on supplemental oxygen, she is eating okay, she is requiring pain medicine for her pain, will continue to monitor her closely. End of dictation is Dr. Saini, S-A-I-N-I.